Do you think football would be improved if teams had their own entrance music? That instead of coming out together, like, next to each other, you in fact announced one team and sent them out. The crashing car. Welcome, everybody, to The Final Countdown, a podcast looking back at great final days within the game of football. I am Lewis, here with my co-host, Adam.
Ah, you remember me.
I did remember you. Thanks, mate. Depending on which order we put these out. Actually, no, we'll need to put the other one out first for the time-sensitive
reasons.
Yes,
we will.
But we are continuing our mini-series on the final days of great football players. Today's one is controversial. He's a controversial man with a controversial career.
You love him, though.
I do love him, and I normally like thinking of myself as quite a moral, ethical man. But my love for this guy definitely goes in the face of that, because he's not always been a moral and ethical man himself.
Not really, no.
So we're talking about the one and only Luis Suarez, the Liverpool, Ajax, Groningen, Atleti and Barcelona and Gremio and Nacional. I think
Blimey,
I've done that off the top
man.
Of my head. I think he's all those teams.
Fair play.
Legend with a very mixed career. So for those that are maybe hopping in for the first time, or just a very quick reminder for everyone else that's been with us, this isn't a career overview. We are focusing on the way that they said goodbye, whether that's to a club, to their career. And Luis Suarez is slightly bending the rules, because he's still playing. He is out in Brazil playing for Gremio. But
really
this
blind?
Is his goodbye to European football we're going to focus on, because right. We're a Eurocentric pod.
Of course. And
that's real football, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
So just a couple of things you may or may not have known of Luis Suarez. Obviously, he's a controversial figure. We're going to talk a little bit about his racism, alleged racism, as I should say.
Allegedly.
Just so we don't get sued by anyone. And his biting, of course, his
handball
against Ghana, all these things he's done
his
to ruin people's dreams.
General unsportsmanlike.
Yeah, so this might surprise you, Ad, or actually, it probably doesn't surprise you at all. At the age of 16, playing in Uruguay, he broke a referee's nose by headbutting him. Now,
wow.
He claims he fell into the ref. However, the referee actually had a broken nose, so it wasn't just a small headbutt. This
right.
was swift. But at the age of 16, Luis Suarez is setting out his stall for the kind of man that he's going to grow up to be.
Kind of player, definitely.
Yeah, so he's a man. It's always fun, because occasionally I'll look through the Wikipedia just for a very, very basic overview of, like, am I missing anything obvious? This man has 3 biting incidents on his career.
It's crazy.
To do it once is enough, but yeah, to do it 3 times. So 3 biting incidents, alleged racism, obviously the handball that knocks the entire country out of the World Cup. But I thought this was a funny thing to do with his ban. So as a result of Suarez's ban for the bite on Giorgio Chiellini, so the third one he got punished for, in the 2014 World Cup, the game FIFA made him banned and suspended on the game for 4 months. So you couldn't play as Suarez for 4
Lord.
Months. It's like, have a day off, FIFA. It's not that serious. Like, it's a computer game.
That's such a PR thing.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. So
no one cares, mate.
You could buy the game FIFA 15, but you couldn't play as Suarez until they released an update unsuspending him about four months after the game was released. So it's very strange. But talking about strange, another thing you may or may not remember was that Arsenal tried to buy him from Liverpool back in 2013, and they launched a bid of £40 million.
Oh yeah,
and £1.
Yeah.
£40 million and £1.
Because their release clause was similar.
That's right. It turns out that all they did was embarrass themselves, because his release clause was much higher than that. They had the wrong intel. They tried to trigger it, and so it led to relatively social media shy owner John Henry of Liverpool to tweet out saying, "What do you think they're smoking over there at the Emirates?" Which John Henry. To come out and mock you, this relatively speaking mild-mannered American guy, to come out and publicly mock you because Arsenal got their info incorrect and they launched a £40 million.
Did they honestly think they were going to get Suarez for £40 million? Like,
well, I guess if they thought there was a transfer release clause, but yeah, obviously
just seems low, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, even back then when transfer fees weren't anywhere near as high. This is another little fact for him. He sits third on Barcelona's all-time goal-scoring list,
which I don't think
a lot of people would realise. So he's behind Cesar Rodriguez, who played in the 1930s, who scored 340 goals. Suarez himself scored 283, so pretty impressive over six seasons to score 283 goals. So this is kind of
saying, a lot of goals, didn't they?
Yeah, they do score a lot of goals. So Cesar Rodriguez had about 60 more. And then Lionel Messi comes in with 778. Obviously Messi has been there for considerably longer than Suarez. But I still think it's still obscene.
That's got nothing to do with the amount of time he's been there.
So Suarez, third in the all-time goalscorer list. So that puts him behind some famous names. Laszlo Kubala, Rivaldo, Samuel Eto'o, Patrick Kluivert, Hristo Stoichkov, in front of Ronaldinho. And this is an interesting fact. I was looking through the goalscoring list. Suarez, in six seasons, scored more goals than Thierry Henry, Gary Lineker, David Villa, and Ronaldo combined. So just to put into scale, like, how much of a success he was at Barcelona, he really was one of the world's greatest strikers at that time. He also ranked fourth in the all-time assist list for Barcelona. So not only did he score
these goals...
They were nuts,
weren't they, that team?
Yeah, so it's not the Pep Guardiola team, it's the Luis...
It was Neymar, Suarez, and Messi, wasn't it?
MSN, touch on MSN a little bit. What we're going to begin with, though, in the first episode is his mini goodbye to Liverpool. So he had signed for Liverpool from Ajax in Holland, and he burst onto the scene. He was remarkable for Liverpool and a breath of fresh air because nobody plays like Luis Suarez. For those that were lucky enough to watch him in his prime, he was so direct, so brutal. He just didn't care about anyone. It was brilliant, absolutely fearless. So he signs for Liverpool, scores 30 goals in a season, combines with Daniel Sturridge in the time that Liverpool goes.
Made Sturridge look good.
Exactly, which unfortunately for Daniel Sturridge, you look at the seasons afterwards and before, and it doesn't quite live up to the same standard. But Suarez is brilliant for Liverpool and is basically carrying us for a number of seasons. Liverpool fans take to him because he's so exciting, he's so fearless. But eventually, Rodgers' tenure starts to fade out, and we end up finishing seventh in the league under Brendan Rodgers, despite the fact that Suarez scored 30 goals for us that season. So realistically, it's a bit like this season. Where would we have been without Mo Salah? Where would we have been without Suarez back then? It's really, really similar parallel.
Where would Tottenham be without Kane most seasons?
All seasons, yeah, exactly. Do you think there are any Tottenham fans that continue to listen to us?
Dan, are you there?
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
No, is the answer. No.
Well, they've got plenty of room in their trophy cabinet to hide in, so I didn't need to say that. I like Tottenham. It's just the easy joke. Anyway, back to this report. It said that Luis Suarez puts in a transfer request because he was promised Champions League football. We finished seventh.
To Liverpool, right.
Liverpool. Yep. And players putting in transfer requests has always been a bit murky because it instantly kind of turns you off on your fan base, really.
Yeah.
It happened with Coutinho with Liverpool as well. When he wants to go to Barcelona, we were like, all right then, if you think you're better, go over there. Didn't work out for you, did it, Philippe?
As villain, you? Still there?
You can still find him now and again, just floating through games. he's handed in the transfer request, and then he changed his mind. He said he wanted to stay, but he says it's because the fans changed his mind. He realised he didn't want to leave a club like Liverpool. I think it's because the teams he wanted to join weren't quite in a position when he put in the transfer request.
Right, okay.
But eventually, a deal to Juventus falls through, and this is after controversy, so he is banned for 8 games and fined for allegedly racially abusing Patrice Evra of Man United.
Yep.
It's during this as well he bites Branislav Ivanovic as his second biting offence while he's at Liverpool. So it was not without controversy, a lot of diving as well at the time, which, strange enough, now that I've said that aloud, I can't think in the last 5 years or so that the diving conversation has reared its head. Maybe it's a mid-2000s thing.
Fergie whinged about it a lot.
Yeah, he did.
Despite the fact that he bought Nani. But.
Yeah, say no more. The guy got cries on a football pitch. Ooh, I've been tackled. I think that's strange, isn't it? We don't really talk about diving anymore.
Maybe it's just gone out of the game.
Yeah, maybe. Or we've just accepted it. We got worn down. Who knows?
It definitely still happens.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Kane often gets accused of it.
Yeah, love it when he does it for England.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe then we've just grown used to it. But nevertheless, Suarez courted a lot of controversy. And Liverpool, despite the fact that Juventus made an acceptable bid, there are rumours that Suarez tried to illegally gain second nationality in Italy by paying people off to prove that he was, you know, his granddad was Italian, so that he would meet squad registration rules and make his move to Juventus easier. In inverted commas, that's the kind of thing that he was doing. So that falls through with Juventus, though. But luckily for him and for world football, really, Barcelona comes sweeping in and they sign him for £65 million. So obviously considerably more than what Arsenal were offering at the time.
Yeah.
And Liverpool fans don't really have a lot of bitterness, but there was a sense of, like, especially a team like Norwich, who he scored like 11 goals in three games. He just loved scoring against Norwich. We're happy to see the back of him. Yeah, but yeah, they were kind of glad to see the back of him. And Liverpool fans, I don't think some of them have never really recovered, because as much as people love, you know, the likes of Mo Salah nowadays, there was something so... Oh, it was just like setting a train off down a hill without a break. Mm. It was just like, off you go then, let's see what happens. It was just pure chaos.
Yeah. He was entertaining.
Yeah, he was, yeah. And he scored some remarkable goals. But nevertheless, he said goodbye to England and he went to join Barcelona.
Well, footballing genius, nothing less. We're watching an alien play this game of ours, the likes of which we've never seen before.
So, as I've said, that was not the Pep Guardiola era. This is the Luis Enrique, following on from Tito Villanova, who unfortunately passed away. Yep. Luis Enrique used to play for Barcelona. Also, interestingly, he played for Real Madrid as well, one of those few players. But nevertheless, Luis Enrique often gets overlooked in the list of great Barcelona managers, but he wins a treble in his first season, and that is the season, as you quite rightly said at the start, it's MSN. So it's the fearsome threesome. It is Messi, Suarez, man, and Neymar. So they broke the record for the most goals between an attacking trio in Spanish football history. They scored in one season 122 goals. Just those three players scored 122 goals in all competitions. It was the stuff of fantasy football. You didn't think it was real. But they win the treble, unsurprisingly. Suarez takes no time to bed in, is instantly a success.
Yeah.
And him, Neymar, and Messi, I think they'd only have three seasons together, I'm pretty certain. So it's short-lived, but it is poetry in motion. And it is just one of those astounding football teams you look back on. So he spends 6 years at Barcelona. He's fundamental in continuing their success that was started under the likes of, you know, Rijkaard, Pep Guardiola, and Tito Villanova, continues with Luis Enrique. And then he would sit on also under Ernesto Valverde and Quique Setién, who were the Barcelona managers during his 6 years there. So Suarez stays there for quite a while.
Yeah, I didn't realise that.
Yeah, Neymar leaves, Antoine Griezmann comes in, and that's the front three is Griezmann, Suarez, and Messi.
Yeah.
So, like, again, I'm kind of highlighting this because this isn't where we're going to end up, but it's highlighting how integral, important, and really quite astonishing Suarez's time at Barcelona was. Like, the third top goal scorer in their history, the fourth all-time assist maker in their history, behind only Xavi, Iniesta, and Messi. And he did it in a third of the games, which is astonishing, really. You think of Xavi and Iniesta.
Yeah, it's incredible.
And the teams that he played in, Suarez was still close to them with assists, and he did it in a third of the game. So I'm really just trying to hammer home how good Suarez was and how good this Barcelona team was, because Suarez, during his time there, he'd win four La Ligas, four Copa del Reyes, a Champions League, a Super Cup, a Club World Cup. He wins everything there is possible to win.
It's loose. Suarez! Magisterial strike from Suarez, who takes on the form of Suarez in the sky with diamonds here. Phenomenal strike. Whenever that man comes on, a different dimension gets created.
It's during the 19-20 season.
Gotcha.
Sorry, just to let listeners in, it took me about six attempts to say that, so we're just going to carry on as if nothing happened. So during the 19-20 season, Ronald Koeman takes charge. And this,
Ronald.
Yeah, the disruptor. You know him well from his time at Everton, of course.
Yeah, he brought a lot of success.
Yeah, you and Ronnie. Mind you, I bet you'd be biting your left arm off to have Ronnie back.
Not really, mate, no.
Even with relegation on the horizon, it's better.
He didn't do a lot for us, did he, in fairness?
No, he consolidated you, which is not... No football fan wants their team to be consolidated.
It's not sexy, is it?
No, it's what happened at the end of Wenger with Arsenal, where it's like, yeah, but he consolidates them. Top four every year. Is that really the best you've
That's
got?
That's it.
So Ronald Koeman takes charge after Quique Setién does absolutely nothing and is kicked out after about 6 months. And Ronald Koeman takes charge, and his first act, his way of making his imprint on the team, is to bin off Luis Suarez. So despite having a very good 6 years at Barcelona, and that is understating it, Koeman comes in. Suarez at this point is about 32 years old, and he did have an injury in that season where he was out for 4 months, knee surgery, and I think there was this feeling of, is it now time to... He's obviously on high wages. Should we get him off the books?
Yeah.
You know, it won't be a popular decision, but it needs to be made.
Yeah.
Koeman takes it upon himself. So despite that 4 months out, Suarez still played 36 games and scored 21 goals. So he's not past it. He's not running on borrowed time. He's still earning his place when he can play.
Yeah.
Koeman comes in. And the way that he says goodbye to Barcelona is tragic, really. So these are a few quotes from Suarez and then from Messi. So Suarez said about him being kicked out of Barcelona, I was made to train separately from the first team and left out of the squad for three friendlies. The call from Koeman to tell me that I wasn't in his plans lasted 40 seconds. It's not the way to say goodbye to a legend, which, first of all, I love that he refers to himself as a legend. Then he said, first he told me I wasn't in his plans, and then he told me that if I didn't get my contract sorted out, I was going to play against Villarreal. He lacked the personality or the strength to tell me clearly whether he wanted me or didn't want me, whether it was his decision or the club's decision.
Right.
So, who knows? Was it Koeman? Was it the directors going, we can save ourselves 350 grand a week?
Yeah, there is that, isn't it? Yeah.
He's 32 years old. How long's, you know, has he got much left in his tank? He's just had a big injury.
Yep.
So whether Koeman did it because he was trying to make an impact, or whether it was the board of directors, or maybe, obviously, as we know with hindsight now, with the amount of money troubles Barcelona are in, maybe they were hemorrhaging money at that time and thought, well, we can't go public with why, but we need to bin him off. But one thing is for certain, it was an incredibly unpopular decision with the fans, who grew to absolutely love Suarez, but especially with Lionel Messi, who had a wonderful friendship on and off the pitch with him. An amazing kind of combination on the field as well.
Messi was still there at this point.
Yeah, Messi was still there, still very much in his prime. But these are, strangely enough, again, with hindsight, you look back, these are when the cracks are beginning to show. So Messi is not really one for public speaking or social media posts.
Yeah.
Kind of keeps himself to himself, quite a private bloke. But he took to Instagram and he said the following, talking about Suarez leaving, and a message to Luis Suarez. You deserve a sending off matching who you are, one of the most important players in this club's entire history. You achieved important things both as a group and individually. You didn't deserve to get thrown out like you have been, but the truth is, at this point, nothing surprises me.
Wow.
It is a bomb that drops, because Messi does not make political or club statements on his social media.
How long did he last there?
So that would have been in the 20 season. So I think he leaves the following season.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, this is the cracks beginning to show.
Wow.
Where Lionel Messi would obviously just leave shortly afterwards.
Yeah.
But again, that final line, the truth is, at this point, nothing surprises me.
Yeah.
So it is incredibly unpopular that Suarez is going, but they think, look, he's 32, maybe it's the right decision. Maybe there's method in the madness. So Barcelona get a huge wage off the books. But this is what is strange as well. It then came to light that Barcelona had to pay the remainder of his contract. So they paid him to leave. They actively gave him somewhere in the region of £5.5 million to end his contract early. So not only are Barcelona saying, sorry, we've got no place for you, they have to pay him to leave. Where you
I suppose
thought,
if you've got a contract and no one buys that contract out.
Yeah, you are forced to do it. But why not? If he isn't in your plans, maybe they're worried about, because let's face it, he probably would have been disruptive. Maybe that's what they're worried about.
Yeah.
But keeping somebody like Luis Suarez as an option, even if he isn't in your plans moving forward, if he's got a year left on his contract, surely you just kind of go, well, I'll use you as a squad player. But then if Koeman is not selecting him for friendlies and sending that message, you just think, is he going to be quiet and sit there?
Well, maybe it was a statement that Koeman was trying to make.
Yeah, I mean, Mourinho does that similar kind of thing, comes in, picks a big personality, goes against them and stamps his authority.
Yeah.
But it is safe to say that it does not work out. So, unfortunately, Barcelona treat Luis Suarez fairly poorly. They cancel his contract. They pay for him to be released. So, it's not just that he goes. It's that they are literally pushing him out the door, saying, look, we'll give you five
years. Yeah, it's pretty ugly, isn't it?
Yeah. And so, the world is at Suarez's footsteps. Even though he's 32 years old, 33 years old, he still has a selection of clubs to choose from, especially now that he's a free transfer. But when you're one of the biggest shithouses in world football, there's really only one thing that you're going to do, which is join your rivals and stick two fingers up at the club that you gave everything
to. I bet he tried to join Real.
You took the words out of my mouth. I guarantee you his agent was
there.
There
was a phone call.
Yeah, exactly.
Without a doubt, yeah.
Exactly. And I reckon if Suarez had been 2 years younger, it's the kind of thing Real Madrid would have gone, come on. It would have been
what did the manager was at that point? Wow.
Yeah, amazing. So I'm certain he would have looked for Real Madrid. But he got the next best thing, which was Atletico Madrid. So the also-rans of Spanish football, perennially finishing third in the league, always away behind Real Madrid and Barcelona. But he goes and he joins Atleti. So they're in need of a striker following the sale of Antoine Griezmann to Barcelona, who he'd obviously played with. Diego Costa had come back for a second stint, but was a shadow of his former self and had gone by this point. So Suarez was happy to oblige. On his welcoming video, when he is ushered into the Wanda Metropolitano, which is Atletico Madrid's new stadium, he walked past one of their, these massive kind of like 20-meter murals. And he walked past, he pointed to it, and in Uruguayan he said, leave me a space here, I want to make history. So I love the fact that He's just setting his stall out early. He arrives first day in front of the cameras. He's backing himself, which I think this is why I like Luis
Suarez.
I think
that's why you like him, mate.
He throws out the most outrageous things.
He's everything you backed yourself to be.
Yeah, absolutely. On my gravestone, I want it to say, I've got this, about something that I absolutely shouldn't have had. That's what I want. I've got this on my tombstone. Don't have this.
Like yourself.
Yeah, exactly. So Suarez has that confidence. So he goes to Atleti. Now, again, to put into context, because of Atletico Madrid, they got to two Champions League finals, which they didn't win, unfortunately, but they did really well. They won the league about 6 years previous, but 14 of the last 15 La Liga titles had gone to Real Madrid or Barcelona. This is the monopoly they've got, which again doesn't surprise many people, but it's good to throw out a number. Atletico had won the league once in 15, no, longer than that, about 25 years. Valencia had won it 15 years ago. So it's really, you know, Atleti, again, at the start of the season, a little bit like Arsenal. Yeah, they'll be up there, but they're not going to really challenge for the title.
Yeah.
There was no sense, especially because they'd sold Griezmann, who was their talisman and their icon. They'd sold him to their rivals, Barcelona. And I was thinking that, you know, they'll get third and that'll be fine for Atletico. Maybe they'll get to a Champions League semi-final and that'll be amazing for them. However, with a massive chip on his shoulder, Suarez would score twice and assist once on his debut in a 6-1 win. He would break an Atletico record with 11 goal contributions, so 9 goals, 2 assists, in his first 12 La Liga matches, which is the best start of a player ever.
Nice.
So he instantly hits the ground running again at Atletico Madrid. He has a point to prove. He's 33. Injuries are still trying to hold him back, but he is pushing through. And Atletico don't look back. This is what's great about his goodbye. He breaks all the records at Barcelona. He gets himself to be a legend there, loved and adored by the fans. Goes to Atleti and goes, nah, I'm loving this.
Do it again.
And he was not a man to shy away from celebrating against his old club, which we'll get to later on.
Of course.
The goals just flowed. Atleti played out of their skin and were galvanised behind Suarez's intensity. He becomes their lightning rod. Everyone gets behind him. Suarez would score in a Madrid derby and would manage to steal 2 points from Madrid. So Atletico, spoiler alert, would go on to win the league this season, which was an enormous achievement. This is still the Barcelona of Messi, Griezmann, Dembele's coming.
Yeah.
Like, it's an astonishing, and the Real Madrid of that time as well. So Atleti go on to win the league. They win the league by 2 points. The 2 points from second place Real Madrid that Suarez managed to score in the derby in order to stop them getting. I just love it. It's dripping with narrative. It's fantastic.
That is awesome.
So Suarez goes on to score over 20 goals in this season. It's like his ninth consecutive season of scoring 20 plus goals, which again, it's astonishing longevity. He did it at Ajax, at Liverpool, at Barcelona and at Atleti, getting above 20 goals. An amazing achievement, really.
Yeah.
And so Atletico Madrid blow Barcelona out of the water all season. They, like I said, they managed to push Real Madrid right to the end and they managed to get over the line, 2 points ahead of them. Atletico go absolutely crazy. The capital is red for the first time in 6 years. So the season afterwards, Suarez spends 2 seasons at Atletico Madrid. So the season afterwards, Suarez would finally start to show the signs of age and would begin to slow down slightly. But he would still finish as Atletico's top goal scorer. When scoring against Barcelona in a 2-0 win, because of course he did.
He
loves haunting his old clubs. And also when he scored against Liverpool in the famous kind of Champions League semi-final, he didn't have any qualms about celebrating against Liverpool either. So he does live for it. So he scores against Barcelona in a 2-0 win on the second season. And he celebrated by gesturing and holding an imaginary phone to his ear, looking up at the director's board of Barcelona. A loaded celebration that seemed to be referencing his abrupt phone call with Koeman or the lack of communication from the board, saying that he was always there for a phone call, which you've got to love. When asked afterwards, and this is what I mean, Suarez needs to get better excuses. So his excuse at 16 for headbutting a ref was, oh, I fell into him. This was his excuse. He said it wasn't intentional to provoke the Catalans. So he said, it was for the people who know that I have the same mobile number, just so they know that I'm still on my phone. Absolutely astonishing.
That's brilliant. That's barely believable.
It's what your six-year-old says. And it's like, no, I was walking in the kitchen and the sweets fell off the side and I fell over and they landed in my mouth.
So all the 80,000 people watching know my numbers.
Absolutely crazy. He's just like, guys, you can still, I know, I'm bored. Anyone want to drop me a line?
That is absolutely brilliant.
So clearly it was a message either for Koeman for that 40-second phone call or for the directors for not giving him a call and explaining themselves personally. So on the 15th of May 2022, after his last home match for Atletico Madrid, the team that announced that he would be departing, that there was no renewed contract, but that everyone was leaving amicably. He was given a standing ovation as the fans unfurled a giant banner reading, "Thank you, Lucho," which was his nickname. "Thank you, Lucho, for making us champions." Suarez would also get his wish and be immortalised by the mural on the Wanda Metropolitano, just like he said he would. So if you go there, you still see his picture to this day painted on it. So he went and he got what he asked for. So as I said, this is not Suarez's goodbye from football as a whole, but from his life as a European giant at the top table. He would go, and this is what I like about Suarez. He left Atletico Madrid and he went to Nacional, his home club team in Uruguay, played a season for them, won the cup, won the league, and now he's just gone for a little jaunt to Brazil, to Grêmio, where he's still scoring goals to this day. He lives life like he's Aesop's fable. And that's what I like about him. that is the life and
Luis
times
Suarez,
of Luis Suarez.
That was great.
So if you can look past the controversy, the shithousery, and the alleged racism, which is a big if.
There is
something on a footballing point of view.
There's some stories there
to admire about it. But yeah. That is all for our report today. So please do join us next week as we look back on another Final Countdown.